An alarming bill makes the rounds in America's Congress. A jailed Baptist church leader faces trial in Turkmenistan. And we ask the question, where do short-term missions fall short? These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. It's called H.R. 1592. It's a bill in the United States House of Representatives that could limit religious freedom, especially pastors who openly state the Bible's views on homosexuality. Voice of the Martyrs Todd Nettleton says criticism of the homosexual agenda and lifestyle could be off limits.
Those things could be identified as a hate crime, and Christians could come under government punishment for speaking out against that. This is a very slippery slope. When you start trying to identify what people's feelings are and then punishing them rather than actually what they do.
Nettleton says reading parts of Scripture could be illegal. He says this should be a wake-up call for believers.
We, as the body of Christ around the world, need to prepare ourselves that we will follow Christ whether our government supports us and protects us or whether they work against us. Our first calling is to live for Him, and we need to do that regardless of what the laws are.
Next, a Baptist leader imprisoned in Turkmenistan may go on trial soon. His wife insists that he's imprisoned for his religious activity. His March 12th arrest was for alleged illegal border crossing 6 years ago. While he was born in Turkmenistan, he holds a Ukrainian passport. He was previously punished in 2001 in a campaign to expel foreign religious leaders. The Council of Churches Baptist that he was a member of refuses to register with the government as a matter of principle. You're listening to Mission Network News. Next, in our short-term mission series, we ask, where do short-term missions fall short? As these trips replace camps, motivations shift to desires for personal life change or vacation. Author of a short-term missions book, Dave Livermore, says,
when before in the history of the church has a missionary come raising support and saying, you need to support me so that my life will be changed? I mean, we wouldn't have considered doing that. And I also am concerned, are we exploiting other people just so that we can have a nice life change experience?
Limited experiences lead to misinterpretations between cultures. Those in the third world may appear happy because of nervous habits, and others more interested in our ministry because of polite customs.
Ralph Winter, who's a known expert, has often said that short-term missionaries are like dogs in an art museum. They run through and see everything but appreciate nothing.
Short-term missions can be redemptive, though. Tune in tomorrow for the last segment of our series. Next, many Vietnamese Christians are using a Bible that was last translated in 1926 by an American missionary. The World Bible Translation Center is wrapping up an easy-to-read Old Testament translation and will be releasing the full Vietnamese Bible later this year. Editor Tom Pham.
Language has changed so much that many passages are hard to understand. So I feel that a new translation with easy-to-read format would reach more people for Christ that way.
WBTC's President Gary Bishop says now's the time to move because the Vietnamese government has relaxed its restrictions. That makes the need for more support even more urgent.
World Bible Translation Center is committed to doing 20,000 New Testaments, 20,000 Bibles as soon as we get the entire Bible completed, and then 20,000 Vietnamese English New Testaments. That's a drop in the bucket. So we have a huge need for Bibles.
And the Association of Baptists for World Evangelism's Gambia team is asking for prayer. They still need doctors, nurses, nurse practitioners, or physician's assistants to serve as career missionaries. At this point, roughly half the team is gone or leaving on furlough. Yet much growth is evidence of their work. A small church plant is growing steadily. Pray for the completion of a Wolof booklet about Abraham. They're hoping to have it ready to print next month. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. More than 175 million people in the Middle East and North Africa have satellite televisions. Sat7 is giving away a free DVD for you to see what compels up to 10 million people each week to watch their television broadcasts. Get your free Sat7 DVD at 1-800-995-4828. That's 1-800-995-4828. You can also get a copy at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.